now to the DMV. About a year ago, in response to the pandemic, the state transportation department announced teen drivers would not need to pass a behind-the-wheel test in order to get a driver's license. Now the DMV wants to make such a waiver permanent law. Did COVID upend plans for your teen to get a license? Is your student driver planning to do behind-the-wheel instruction this summer? How do you feel about waiving the road test? What questions do you have about DMV services now? 800-642-1234. Christina Boardman is administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles. Christina, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, a year of this pilot program, you've been collecting data. What have you found?
Yeah, so we started the pilot on May 11th of 2020. And again, this pilot allows 16 and 17 year olds who have, they've completed their behind the wheel, they've completed driver's ed, they've had their permit for at least 6 months, and they've driven for at least 30 hours with their parent or guardian. If their parent or guardian feels comfortable waiving the road test, we are working with the parent to be able to do that online. And since that time, we've almost had 50,000 waivers from parents. We're finding about 85% of eligible 16 and 17 year olds, their parent is choosing to waive the road test. And of course, we're looking at the safety data as well. We're tracking people that had the waiver versus those that came and chose to take a road test with us. And we are not seeing a difference, really. In fact, we are seeing the convictions and the crashes are slightly higher, the percentage of those drivers for people that took the skills test compared to those that had it waived.
Interesting. So maybe not what you had expected in this pilot program. How and why is the DMV seeking to make this waiver permanent?
Well, we feel that, and we've been looking at this topic for quite some time. We are not the first state to do something like this. The states of Iowa, Nebraska, Virginia, several states do something similar. And it's really just capitalizing on the strength of our driver training in Wisconsin. We know that if you are participating in classroom, you're participating behind the wheel with a trained instructor, and you are purposely and having those 30 plus hours with your parents in a variety of conditions, and you've had at least 6 months of practice, we feel that that says a lot, and that parent is in a great position with all of that time that they've logged in the car to make that decision. And we're finding many parents are comfortable doing so without an impact on safety. The reasons that we don't do it for those that are over the age of 18 is because you only have to have a permit for a week and you are not required to take driver's ed. And we see that really show itself in the pass rates that we've had for our road tests that we administer.
And going back to those 30 plus hours with a parent in the car, you also have an app to track those hours. Is that right?
We do. Yeah. When someone gets their permit, we give a little booklet for that parent, understanding that this is a 6 month process. And we know that they're going to be in that car kind of walking people through what that process should be like. We want to make sure that they are tracking those hours, that it is at least 30 hours. 10 of those hours should be during darkness. And so, yeah, we try to make it as easy and as fun as possible to be in the car with your student and to make sure that you are completing all of those requirements.
Let's go to Jay, who is a behind the wheel instructor. Jay, what are you seeing?
Well, I agree with a lot of what your guest is saying. I don't necessarily agree that the kids are getting the necessary information through online. A lot of kids are taking online theory courses or their theory portion. And I've seen firsthand they're scrolling through the slides very quickly. And then the other thing I've noticed is a complete unawareness of their surroundings when they're driving. And I blame it on the fact that they're staring at a cell phone when their parents are driving, so they're not really learning, you know, prior to coming to me. I really recommend to all my parents that they do go through the DMV test. I hope that's always going to be an option. But and then the other thing that I don't necessarily agree with is that parents are a good barometer for where their child is at. I think there's enough of them that are a bit delusional about where their child's ability is. So anyway, that's my observation.
Jay, thanks. Christina, what do you make about those observations?
I appreciate his comments on that. And I think we are both approaching this with a mind on safety. And so I appreciate the unique role that he has and the relationship that he has with those parents. Again, we are taking it seriously, and the road test, it's a choice. The road test remains available. So if you feel that you want a third party to make that decision, you can go ahead and book your road test online without any issues at your closest DMV. We have plenty of availability. So we will continue to always, even if this were to become permanent, we want to be able to continue to provide that service. But again, there always are going to be exceptions, and that's why we're keeping such a close eye on the safety data. And we want to continue to look at that, and we'll report that to the legislature. Mm. Yes, we are seeing that all of those things, assuming that that child remains engaged, taking advantage of it, and the parent is accepting liability and making that decision, we are comfortable with that.
Jim in Montello went the waiver option for Jim's daughter. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, my daughter turned 16 last November, hit the time limit after the online classes in December, and so she didn't have to do the road test. But I made sure she drove a ton. The thing that would have helped me is, and maybe there is one online, but I could not find on the Wisconsin DMV site, here's a driver's test, the kind of the checklist to make sure that she kind of hit all the things that they would have done on the road. So that might be something helpful to help parents kind of judge where their kids are. And then lastly, my daughter is actually an advocate for the online or for the actual in-person driver's test. She's more concerned about some of her friends who tell stories about how bad they drive. And she's like, some kids really should have to have somebody else tell them. So that's just kind of a little feedback on it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for sharing your experience. Christina.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate what her daughters went through, and I'm glad that she's having a good experience with it. Again, that the test does remain an option. The other thing I'd like to point out is for these 16 and 17-year-olds, when they do get that probationary license, it is a graduated driver license, so there's additional restrictions on that when they receive that first license in terms of how many people unrelated to them can be in the car, the hours in which they can operate. So again, that provides some additional restrictions to help reduce distractions in the car once one is driving independently.
Is there a checklist, though, for parents so that they could almost, you know, tick off a list of things that their drivers should be proficient in?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot that point. Yes, there is. When you get your permit, I think we give you this booklet, and we also give you a one-page handout that talks about, you know, the process of having a permit, how you need to book that test, and the skills and maneuvers that are going to be included on that skills test. And I think we have it online, but that's a great point. We can certainly make that more prominent for that information online. But yes, there are a number of maneuvers that are included on every road test because we want to provide a consistent exam throughout the state.
We're talking with DMV Administrator Christina Boardman, fielding your questions about teen driving, how services are being handled at this point in the pandemic. Have you been able to do DMV services remotely in the pandemic? Did you put off a trip to the DMV? What do you think of the pilot program to waive the road test for teen drivers? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Christina Boardman here on the Ideas Network.
We'll be right back.
It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with DMV Administrator Christina Boardman about services. There are 6.5 million registered vehicles in our state and 4.3 million licensed drivers. That's from the DMV's 2020 Facts and Figures. The DMV seeks to eliminate the road test for teen drivers. What questions do you have about the probationary driver license, the standard license for all new drivers under 18? What questions do you have about DMV services at this point in the pandemic? 800-642-1234. Christina, what are the benefits from the DMV side of things in making the road test optional?
Well, first, it keeps some people out of the service center. Obviously, we are continuing to enforce social distancing in our offices. When we, in March of 2020, and we stopped doing road tests, we were typically doing about 21 road tests a week. And so we had, number one, a pent-up demand for those road tests, but we're also trying to limit the throughput going through our offices. So our approach as we've gone through this pandemic is, what can we put online and make available electronically without compromising safety? And so the waiver for people under the age of 18 who have passed all tests, if their parent chooses that, is one of those things that we've done. Over the last year, we've done a number of other services online. Our offices have remained open, but we really are trying to provide numerous options for our customers and so that they can feel most comfortable about getting their work done, but not necessarily needing to make an in-person trip.
Thomas from Grant County called in, couldn't stay with us. Thomas says their son is trying to get a motorcycle license but hasn't been able to schedule a test. And what options do they have there?
Great. Yes, we do motorcycle tests. We do not do them at all locations. And so you are available to book those online. If there's any questions, you can certainly call us and we can talk through that process. I'd like to point out with motorcycles, we have long waived the road test if you go through a motorcycle safety course. And so that model has worked well for motorcycles. And so it's very similar in what we're doing for the driver's license, the regular Class D. If you've had the training, then we're providing that waiver. But for looking for the M test, they are out there. We're trying to get more out all the time. They do require a little bit more because we need to have a car. There's a following. It's a different type of test, but they should be available for scheduling. But again, if there's any concerns, please call and we will walk through that process.
Looking at the CDL tests that are being conducted, these are the tests that over the road other drivers need to take to drive semi-trucks. And in 2019, the DMV tested 107,000 drivers. Last year, you tested only about 56,000. Why was there this drop in CDL tests?
Well, I've actually looked at those CDL numbers, and the number of CDL holders in Wisconsin has gone up from 2019 to 2020. So we had just about 207,000 at the end of 19. We've had 211,000 mm-hmm. at the end of 2020. We do have a third-party testing program in Wisconsin, which has been very successful. Other states have had several backlogs in getting those tests available. But with our third-party network of testers out there, I think there's about 200 throughout the state. People have been able to continue to book those road tests and get those endorsements. It's been a real priority during the pandemic to make sure that we are not doing anything to slow down the process of getting licensed for a CDL and to maintain all those endorsements because we wanted to keep business moving throughout the pandemic.
We're talking with Christina Boardman, the administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles, as we look at services in the pandemic and teen drivers. You can call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Christina, I quoted earlier from your 2020 Facts and Figures document, that 95-page DMV data from last year. Did anything jump out at you from the numbers and statistics in 2020 for the DMV?
Yes, actually, we are finding that customers are taking advantage of more online services. So our online registration renewal taking advantage of that online has gone up significantly. Also, people that are titling privately purchased vehicles, we have tried to enhance that system online, and we are finding that customers have also found that application and they're taking advantage of it. So while the pandemic has been horrible in so many ways, we do hope that we have introduced a generation of customers to the many services that we do offer online. So rather than thinking that you need to make that in-person trip, we hope that we've been listening to our customers, what they need, where there's confusion, adjusting as necessary, and making sure that we offer those options and that they can go to wisconsindmv.gov as their first stop for many of the services that we offer.
Where have you found the most confusion in the pandemic? What have you had to sort out?
There has been some confusion on what is being done in person, what can be done online. In Wisconsin, our offices have remained open throughout the pandemic. However, vehicle transactions, we did stop doing those in person because there are options through the mail, online, and through third parties. So that was a way for us basically to take 50% of our customers out of the office and have them do business a different way. So I know that there's been some confusion on what you can and can't do in person, and we've continued to evolve those services that are online. So we get some questions. People are in the middle of a transaction and want to kind of talk through that. We're taking all of those comments seriously. It's been a great opportunity to learn what is tripping up some of our customers so that we can get tutorial videos out there to help. We can clear up the language that's online. So we don't want customers to feel like they have to call us. It should be intuitive and easy to get through on your own.
Have you been able to expedite your services with all of these kind of new online features?
Yes. In addition to the pilot for the road test waiver, we have also at the same time did a pilot for online driver's license renewal. And so we have had more than 100,000 people take advantage of that. And that eliminates a trip for the next 8 years to renew your driver's license, use your existing photo, assuming that there are no other pending medical conditions. But that has been a great program for us. And we really have been tailoring, again, if we have the statutory ability to put it online, how can we quickly work with our IT area to make changes in real time to grow those services. And we have been successful with the two pilots, with doing additional private titling online. We now have a new service. If you didn't pay your the fee that you sent in wasn't quite enough and you owe a little bit more, we now have an online payment portal to speed those transactions up. So, and we've really kind of looked at our services online, in person, how we're taking that mail in, how we're distributing it throughout the state. We've done lots of cross training. And so our service on turning those titles around is really better than it's ever been. And so we're really proud about that.
Christina, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Christina Boardman is administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles. Stay with us. We talk with the author of the new book, A World Without Email, about electronic communication overload and what we can do about it. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.